Good morning. The time is 9:07. Mostly cloudy skies. Some sunshine, though, peeking through the clouds here at our downtown studios. Corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature warming up, now 71 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to Facebook.com, X.com. Go to the Bow Falls Radio page. Have a video stream. Be able to see us here in studio. Be able to comment. Make your comments on anything we're talking about, anything we're not talking about. Again, really, as we get further into 2024, the political season, get your voice heard here on this program. You can make comments, again, on the Facebook and X pages for our video stream. You can also call or text us, number one, by just calling us at 715-382-9297. Again, that number is both for the call and the text line, 715-382-9297. And again, as well, you can also make it real easy on yourself by downloading the Civic Media app. A really terrific piece of technology. The folks down in Madison at our corporate headquarters have done a fantastic job of putting together an app with all the little pieces of information you need. If you go to the, number one, just download the app. It's a free app. Wherever you download your apps, just search out Civic Media. And then once you download the app, you have all the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network right on your fingertips, about 20 stations. You open up the app, you'll see a listing. The fifth one down is Bow Falls Radio. You open it up, you'll have a button to send us an email, a button to open up the website, a button to send us a text, a button to call us up. Got streams, you got our live stream, wherever you may be able to listen to us on our primary stream. And then, of course, as I said earlier, in just over a month, about, 6 weeks or so, we'll be starting another year of high school sports coverage. And, of course, during the fall, while we're covering Wausau West Marathon and Newman Catholic High School sports, some Friday nights we'll have not just one, but two or even three games. And you can hear all those games live, either on our website or on the app. And there's a primary stream. You got Sports Stream 2 and Sports Stream 3. And so you can go back and forth from all of our games, be able to stay up to speed, be able to be live with all those games. So again, get the app, be able to be in touch with us so many different ways. But again, we really would like to hear what's important to you. And it was a very important year, a very important final 6 months of this year. What is important to you? What are the stories that we should be looking at? What are the issues that we should be talking about? And don't be shy. Be able to join us as part of this program, calling or texting us, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And also, real quickly, if you haven't gone to the website, bowfallsradio.com, do so, because we have a couple of really great features there. We have our Civic Media Daily News Podcast. Brittany Rouleau puts it together, from state and local news to sports and entertainment and weather. The Bow Falls Radio Civic Media Daily News Roundup Podcast gives you what you need to know in our community when you need to know it. It's there every day. So when you're ready to tune in, just go to BullFallsRadio.com and click on the Daily News Podcast. Also, there is a newsletter that Brittany puts together late in the work week. Get you ready for the weekend with the activities going on here in central Wisconsin. Be able to be up to speed again on what is happening with the news and sports and weather and entertainment, and some great ideas on what to do on the weekend as well. That is the Bull Falls Radio weekly newsletter. And if you go to BullFallsRadio.com, you click right at the top of the page, just put in your email, then you'll get it in your inbox each and every week. So Brittany doing all that great work with both the daily news podcast and also the weekly newsletter as well. Coming up here in hour number two of the program, we'll be joined by BJ Brandt, who is the head hockey coach at Wausau West High School. They're getting set for their annual golf outing coming up later on this month. And also, BJ is part of the ownership group for the Wausau Cyclones. And boy, what a success story that has been over the last couple of years. We'll talk about what's been the keys to those successes in terms of not just being a sports entity, but also being a successful business here in central Wisconsin as well. So BJ Brandt will be joining us coming up in just a few minutes at 9:20 this morning here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. But before we go any further, I'm going to come with a proper introduction to somebody that is off to a red-hot start this week when it comes to our Number of the Day quiz. And if you're not somebody that is a regular listener to our program, every day we wrap up the day with our daily history lesson where I kind of give you some tidbits of things that have happened on this date in history, because if you don't know history, you are doomed to repeat it. We let you know about a few famous folks maybe celebrating a birthday, talk about some events and other activities that we're acknowledging on this very day, and then we always wrap things up, the final few minutes of the show, try to wrap things up on a high with Ian with our Number of the Day quiz. And I got to say, there's been some ups and downs during the course of this over the last number of months. Some weeks,
definitely has been.
Yeah, some weeks you've been doing okay. Some weeks have been struggles. But so far this week,
I think there was one week I didn't get like any at
you
all.
You did not get any. That was multiple weeks, I think.
That was a bad week.
But the thing about it is, I don't know if you've had a week where you've started 2 for 2.
No, I don't think I have either. I think it's been like, I know one week I had like, I didn't get it on Monday. I got it on Tuesday. I was 1 for 1. I think that's what it's kind of been like. Some days it's like, I don't get the first two, but then I get the Wednesday right. And sometimes I get the Monday right, and then I get the next 2 days wrong. But
this week,
like I said, it's been up and down.
This week, though, you are 2 for 2. You got it right on Monday. You got it right on Tuesday. So right now, we already know that you will be a winner this week, because the way that we judge it is I give Ian 3 choices with our Number of the Day quiz. So based on the math, you should get 1 out of 3 just by guessing. 1 out of 3, because, you know, based on the law of averages. So every week, the goal is to be at least 33%. And most weeks, we have 5 days. So if you get 1 right out of 5, you have 20%. So that's not good. If you get 0 or 1, it's a losing week.
Yeah.
But if you get 2 or more, then we consider it a winning week. Because if you get 2 out of 5, you have 40%. So you're already a winner this week. But now, our next goal is to get you where you have more wins than losses for the week. And that's 3. And then after that, it's about setting a record. And I think 3 is the most you've had.
3 out of 5 has been my best record so far. Yes.
So if you get today's right, you'll tie your all-time best week.
Yes.
And then if you get 2 out of the final 3 days right this week, you will set a new record. So again, stick around. We'll have our history lesson coming up in our final segment of the program, and then we will wrap up the show with Ian Welsh and our Number of the Day quiz. And can he continue? Can he keep it perfect for this week? That is the question. And
it's like watching a game show in the middle of the morning.
Speaking of a game show, tonight is the return of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on ABC. Oh. And I did not know that. And I just kind of came across it.
I used to watch this show all the time when I was a kid with my family.
Yeah, it was. It's actually the 25th anniversary. Ooh. It came out of nowhere and became this massive hit back in 1999.
A classic show.
Yeah, it premiered in the summer of 1999. And in fact, its highest rating, it was amazing. It was able to draw more than 35 million viewers at its peak back in May of 2000. Its highest rating was 35.9 million Amazing. Viewers for an episode back in May of 2000. But Jimmy Kimmel is now the host, as Regis Philbin has passed on. He was, of course, the original host. Mm-hmm. And this summer, it's the first time it's been back on network TV since 2020 and 2021. But this summer, the thing is, it's such a easy cop out. Celebrities are coming on, not regular people. Celebrities are going to be coming on.
I suppose they had regular people coming on the show.
I find it more interesting because, and also they make it easier for the celebrities. They always make sure that. But tonight,
there has been a rumor that the first five questions of Millionaire are easy.
Yes, they are. They let them get off to a very quick start. But
I mean, honestly, if I could win like at least to $5,000, I'd be happy.
I don't need the big money.
I just need to get like over $10,000, and that would make me happy. I could buy my own apartment then.
But tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC, the season premiere, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Celebrity contestants tonight will be John Mulaney, Nick Kroll, Kenan Thompson, and Kel Mitchell. But doggone it, bring the regular people out there.
Oh my gosh!
But
some of those questions were really interesting. It's like the numbers of the day we have on this show says it's a little more out there.
They have four different choices, and you don't get to phone a friend. You have to do it all by yourself.
Yay.
We don't let you call up somebody to give you some help.
No, I don't get the 50-50.
No, you don't get the 50-50.
I don't get to phone the audience because they'd be cheating.
Nope, it's all about you and getting the right answer.
So honestly, the 50-50 might not be such a bad thing to have.
But with three choices, you can't have a 50-50. Because only three. If you go 50-50, then you have 1.5 choices, and that will not work. So
we could always make up a fourth choice. Listen, then we could do 50-50.
No, we're not changing the rules. We've gone too far on this. But again, stick around. At the end of the show, we'll have Ian and his number of the day quiz. Try to make it 3 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in just over a minute, we'll be talking to BJ Brandt. He'll be joining us here in studio in just a moment. The time is 9:18. Again, a very pleasant start here in north central Wisconsin at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Mostly cloudy skies and 71 degrees is the temperature. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Welcome back. Chad Holmes back with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us at facebook.com and x.com. You can see the video stream and also add your questions and comments as well. But very happy to welcome back somebody where usually it's I got my thick jacket on when I'm usually around you, but now we're in the midst of July. But very happy to welcome back to the program the head hockey coach at Wausau West, part of the ownership group of the Wausau Cyclones, BJ Brandt. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you, Chad.
It reminded me actually when I got you on because, you know, obviously anybody involved in high school sports, it's busy from about mid to late August until early June, hopefully. Yeah. And basically between the time of my last broadcast and my next broadcast, we're almost in the middle. You know, okay, it's like, halfway. You know, halfway. We're about a little bit more than a month from the first football game. So it's always good to think about and to look forward to another great year of high school athletics here on Bull Falls Radio. But we've got a couple of things I want to talk about with you here today. And the first one is we'll talk about the Cyclones later, because I think it's a real great success story that goes beyond sports here in Central Wisconsin. I think it's a business that's really been very successful in terms of both what you've been able to accomplish on the ice and off the ice. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. But one of the things that I think people don't kind of realize when with high school athletics, and to be honest with you, after all the years I've been doing this, I was not as clear about it until I recently saw on YouTube a meeting. Your colleague, Matt Johnson from Wausau West Football, put on YouTube a meeting of their boosters and talking about what they're going to try to do here in the coming year in terms of raising money and all the different areas that you need that you don't get from the schools. That a lot of what you do in terms of raising money has to come from the organization, your team, the families involved, the players involved. And you have an event that's a major fundraiser for what you try to accomplish coming up in the winter, which is the golf outing coming up later this month. But before we talk about specifically the golf outing, I don't think people realize, and I almost felt guilty of that. I've been asking for them for money for sponsorship, and they got all this stuff they got to deal with. There's a lot of work that is done behind the scenes in order to make a program work, right?
All high school sports. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter the big community, small community. They're relying on fundraising efforts, because when you go through the school budgeting process and the athletic department budgeting process, there's a budget, and you only get a certain amount, and most of the time for almost all programs, it takes more money than you're budgeted for to run the program. And you look at the way that all things are funded, you're going to want to make sure that you have some type of fundraising event. And the nice thing about at West, we've done a really good job of trying to stay away from each other a little bit in terms of how we raised funds.
Right.
Because we know that all of us have to do it. That's just a part of the process. It's when you sign up as a student athlete, you know that the family is signing up for some fundraising efforts, whether that's through booster clubs or just a couple fundraising events. Or there's a lot of organizations that have to fundraise year round, Chad. I mean, they're working continuously in small, $2,000-$3,000 fundraisers that add up over a period of time to create their budget for their season. And a lot of it, like, people think that it's a lot of extra stuff, but like for us, it's ice time.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time we step on the ice, it's $150 an hour, and those things add up over the course of a season when you've got 24 games, approximately 9 to 12 home games,
right?
And then you're on the ice, 4 days a week. So, we're in a different scenario. It's obviously a little more expensive sport, but mm-hmm. for all sports, no matter whether it's travel, referees, whatever, you're fundraising for that money to make sure the program runs.
And there's so many little things that I think people don't think about. Just especially for a program like yourself, you do have these road trips, you have some overnight stays, you have long trips, and obviously, you can take a yellow bus if that's necessary, because, if you don't have the finances. But it's so much better when you're going to, say, the Milwaukee area or the Eau Claire area or the Green Bay area to have a charter bus, and that costs more money. And just even getting, subs for the kids on the trip over. I mean, there's so many little things. And as a coach, and over the years, I've been, being around a lot of coaches, the easy part is the X's and O's. It's everything else that you have to deal with on a pretty much a daily basis that really probably is the stressful aspect of the job.
Games and practices are awesome. Right. When that puck drops or you're on the ice for practice, you don't have to think about those things. You can do your coaching part. But a lot of it is, like we call it the hockey operations side, because we've got to make sure that the buses and all that stuff is set up, the food, because it is, people say, well, just go to, a fast food restaurant. Well, that's an extra hour and a half on your trip. When you're down in Milwaukee and your game ends at 6 o'clock on a Saturday, you want to be able to get home before 10 o'clock. box. So you order the subs or the pizza or whatever ahead of time to make sure mm-hmm. that you can get on the road and be efficient with your time. And I think, you know, that's a big part of a lot of the head coaches and assistant coaches' roles, is to make sure that part of the program is running. And that's a huge part on the parents, because they do a great job of organizing things behind the scenes to make sure that everything runs smoothly. You know, whether it's Coach Johnson's trip to Superior, you know, there's a lot of mm-hmm. things that go into that before they get on that bus and go to Superior and then come back. Like, it's a ton of logistics that have to be handled. And part of that is you got to have the funding to handle those logistics.
And part of it as well, as you said it, there's so many different areas that need it. I mean, you said it, you try to stay out of each other's way, but boy, again, I mean, even if you go beyond even Wausau West, you got Wausau East, you got DC Everest, you got Newman Catholic, just here in this footprint in central Wisconsin. And again, as much as people love it, there's still limited amount of folks here and limited amounts of dollars. So again, there's so many different layers to it.
There is. And I think one of the things that's really positive about our community is we all have, you know, local businesses and individuals that are willing to give, because I think they understand the value of high school athletics, and you know, and it goes beyond just athletics. You look at the club sports that are the club activities that are within the high schools. Those groups need to fundraise as well, and they have relationships with businesses and people that are really willing to give and understand the value of those things. And I think all of us, you know, like it's probably really hard as a business owner, and I know it is, because there's lots of different groups that come to ask for donations, whether it's a gift basket or just straight money donation, you know, a monetary donation. And it's really, really great that we have those partners in town, because they, without those, I don't know that many high school, it would cost a lot more for the families to do high school sports.
We're going to come back, talk about the golf outing itself, give you the details on that, and talk about the Cyclones with BJ Brand coming up. But first, it's an information update. We'll have the news, weather, and sports you need, as we do at the top and bottom of every hour, coming up next. The time is 9:29. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Home Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are joined by BJ Brandt, the head boys hockey coach at Wausau West High School, and also one of the co-owners of the Wausau Cyclones hockey team. Before we get to the Clones, let's talk about this Warrior Golf Invitational. As we said, it's one of the big events that does raise money, allows you to run the program in a way that works for the kids, works for everybody involved. And this golf outing is a big part of it, isn't it?
It is. It's we're the countdown's on our website. It's 17 days away, January. January. You're in the middle. No, it's July.
You see July. Me, it's January.
Right. July 27th, for this is our 16th annual. We've done this now for 16 years. We've partnered with Pine Valley Golf Course every year, and it's been a great place to host our event. It's typically really good weather on these days, and it's our biggest event. I mean, I think all of our parents and families and players are there to be involved, and you know, I know that there's still golf openings right now, so if you're interested, you can go to wausauwesthockey.com and click on the golf outing link, and there's an option to sign up for a foursome. So if you're interested in playing still, there's opportunities there. If you're a business partner that looking for something to sponsor, there's also a link there as well if you wanted to be a sponsor for the event. And we've had some longtime sponsors that have helped us out a lot, like Wausau Mine and a few others that have just been great partners for us. And it's a fun day. Unfortunately, you know, I'm missing it this year because of a family vacation, and it's not many that I miss, because I really enjoy being there and seeing the families year in, because we have golfers that have golfed in every single event for 16 years. This is their 16th event that have been there, and it's fun to see those people. Sometimes it's the only time of the year I get to see them, but it's a great day for us. It's a great day to raise money for us and go to a good cause, and the boys are all there working and smiling and having a good time.
What if you're somebody like me who has no friends? And I want to do it myself, and I'm this hermit who has nobody that will golf with me. If you're an individual, can you do it as well?
Yeah, you can sign up, and a lot of times.
By the way, I'm not that unpopular. I'm just making an example here. I don't want it to sound like I'm this horrible person.
Well, and a lot of people too. Like, you don't have to be good at golf. It's a scramble. You know, you get four shots at every shot.
You make one putt, and it makes your whole day.
That's right. You know, and it's you can sign up as an individual, and a lot of times what happens is sometimes we get four individuals that'll sign up together. They make a team, or somebody will have three, and you get added to a team, so you get to meet some new people. So it's anybody can sign up for it. Skill level doesn't matter. Fun level is what matters, and a lot of times it's been a lot of fun out there.
I might just have to do that this year. I'm always worried about making a fool of myself out there, but
oh, Chad, there's plenty of people that do that, and just have a great time with it. It's such a fun event, and the one thing I really like about that event is the boys are there.
Yes, they are.
That's a big part of it. They're appreciative. They see all the people that support our program, and they work that day. And I think it's it's just a great opportunity for them to see the people that work behind the scenes and do some things to help them be successful on the ice.
So that's on Saturday, July the 27th. Again, for folks who want to just, maybe go, what's the site to go to get the information?
WasawestHockey.com, and then click on the golf outing tab up top. If you're on a mobile device, you got to hit the three bars to find the golf outing link there. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to find all the information from the countdown to sign up to sponsorship, any of that information will be there for you.
WasawestHockey.com. So check out that out, and hopefully come out to Pine Valley Saturday, July the 27th for the 16th annual Warrior Golf Invitational. Let's talk about the Cyclones, because beyond just the hockey aspect, and obviously last season was a great year on the ice, but you've been, how many seasons now? Has it been just 2 years?
This will be year four.
I lose all sense of time nowadays, I tell you, because I remember, must have been almost 5 years ago, is that at the end of season banquet, you kind of said, hey, this is happening, that you guys got it together, that you're going to be taking over this hockey team, which was not the Wausau Cyclones at the time. I don't even remember what the name of it was.
Wausau River Wolves.
Yeah, so River Wolves. But hey, you're going to come back, have the tradition of the Cyclones, which a lot of people around here know about. But whenever you get involved into it, and basically it's a business more than a sporting operation. I mean, it's a business. And the success that it's been as a business has been very impressive, because you pack them in there, the attendance has been fantastic. What has been the key in terms of, from that point when you and your partners got involved in it, to make it a successful operation, not just in terms of what happens on the ice, but in terms of a successful business?
I think providing entertainment for people in the middle of the winter, I think, is part of it. There's a great opportunity to come out and watch some high-level junior hockey. You know, it's the lowest level of junior hockey, but compared to what hockey is around here, it's a great entertaining opportunity. Our business operations manager, Zach Serway, does a great job of connecting and having giveaways and bobbleheads and dog races and those type of things. So it's an event. It's not just a hockey game. And I think people can come out and enjoy that part. I think our players and coaches do a good job of connecting in the community and being invested in our community. I think that's a big part of it, because you've got players coming from not only all over Wisconsin, we've got players from Colorado and California and Minnesota and Michigan, and we've had players from Kentucky and Florida. You know, they're coming from all over the place to come to Wausau, Wisconsin. And one of the things that we ask of them is to invest in the community, because the more that they do that, I think the people understand how good of people they are, and they want to come out and watch them. And we have a great set of host families, because these guys live in people's houses during the season, and the connections they make with their host families is awesome. I love this is the start of year four, and to see host families and talk about the players they've had over the years and how they've stayed connected over the years, and we're going to go watch so-and-so play college hockey. you know, and I think that those things are really fun and how they connect with that. But the business side has been, it's been great. I think, you know, to be able to provide that for our community and the amount of donations we've been able to give back to local sporting groups. You know, you talk about fundraising, you know, that's a big part of what we want to do. We want to make sure that, that we can give back to the community here and having the Cyclones allows us an opportunity to do that.
Also, you said having the right coach. I saw recently that your coach, Nathan Oestrick, signed an extension, so he's going to be sticking around here for at least a couple of more years. But having that right leadership is obviously vitally important, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you look at where we've started. We started with Colin Bailey, you know, somebody that our goal as an organization, Chad, is to move people on, whether that's the coaches, sure. business people, players, we want them to play on at the next level. And right away we had Colin, we make the playoffs the first year. He does a great job and gets an opportunity to come in and go be an assistant coach at the Division III level, NCAA level. Mm-hmm. So I was super happy for him. And then Nathan comes in year one and they're learning a lot. They have limited success on ice, but there was tons of relationships created to allow him to be and the group to be successful this past season, you know, winning the division in the regular season, advancing to the finals and the playoffs of the divisional finals, and lost a thriller down in West Bend to end their season. But super successful for what he's done. We're super grateful to have him back for another couple of years. And the other part of that is I think Nathan's excited to be here. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of it because we understand in the landscape of junior hockey, you've got the tier three level, which is there where they're at. Tier two level is like your Janesville Jets and Chippewa Steel, the Wisconsin Wendigo. Those are our Wisconsin teams. And then you have the USHL. So you've got Green Bay and Madison and those. So there's a different levels of junior hockey, and we understand where we are. So that's why our goal is always to move players on, whether it's moving on to the NA, which is the league above, or moving coaches on to whether it's college hockey or leagues above. I think that's really important to us. And I think we just want to continue to develop people and build relationships in this community because, as you said, the Wausau Cyclones, the history of the name is an adult men's league, and they had a great following back in the days when Coke Fail was running those, and people like my uncle and a few people of that generation that played for them. And as a kid, I remember watching them, going to the rink and watching them, and I'm just super grateful we were able to partner with Brad Fail and keep that name and revive the Wausau Cyclones because it's been a great experience these 3 years. The community has really supported our group and you know, obviously last year at home, the players played really well. You know, I think they ended up being 20-2 or, you know, some crazy win-loss record at home. So they got to see a lot of great hockey. But the business side, it's linked a little bit. I think, you know, when we win at home, I think it's really important, even when we don't, a competitive game and get people going. And one of my favorite parts of the home games is whether we win or lose, the players come out of the locker room immediately into the lobby. They're signing sticks and signing hats and just connecting with the community, which is really fun.
What's about the future in terms of even growing it? And I guess I'll throw this out there that for years there's been talk about maybe another venue that obviously I think the Cyclones would probably love to see at some point in the future. Obviously Western, all the high schools and the youth hockey would love to see as well. Should there, you know, come to fruition something along that line, would there be room for further growth? Maybe you talked about what level the Cyclones are. Would there be a possibility of moving up the ladder at some point in the future?
Yeah, I think part of our organizational goals is to find a way to get to the NA, which is the league above. And I think a new facility would aid in that process. I think right now our current facility is great for where we're at. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the North American League at the tier two level wants a certain arena to be able to host a team in. And, you know, you look at how Janesville, they're building their new facility down in Janesville. And I think, you know, there's a lot in the works right now locally to hopefully try to create a new venue for both youth hockey, the Wausau Cyclones, high school hockey, and just, you know, more year-round ice. I think that's a big thing for our hockey community. But obviously, you know, trying to work with those people and those partners to make sure that happens, whether it's, now or a couple of years from now, because as you and I know, been in this long enough where there's been a lot of projects that have been proposed and mm-hmm. and not many that have broken ground. And I think, you know, we're really excited about a potential opportunity to break some ground, hopefully in the near future as things progress here to have a new facility. And that creates new opportunities. It creates new opportunities for not only the Wausau Cyclones, the high school and the youth, but hosting events. You know, like maybe there's a preseason. We were able to host Madison Capitals versus Green Bay mm-hmm. in a preseason game at Marathon Park. Fantastic environment. I imagine if we get a new facility, I think of things like, can we get the Badgers in town to play mm-hmm. UMD? You know, they meet mm-hmm. in the middle in a preseason game, or Northern Michigan or something like that, where you can host some really big named events, at least from the hockey side, to build, you know, the attendance at the arena and make it worthwhile for the local community.
When did the players come to town?
It's funny. We were just discussing that with Coach Oystrick. I think right now the end of August is kind of the.
It's not far.
It's
away,
not huh? far. We're probably 5-6 weeks away from them reporting. I know Coach is excited about the roster he's built. Obviously, there's always question marks because these guys are trying out for the NA teams, mm-hmm. and are they going to make that team? Mm. And is that team going to like them? You know, you look at Connor Dvorak, one of the top point returners for us is going to be, he tendered with the Watertown team in South Dakota. So he's going to have an opportunity there. Anderson Bryan and John Kriz are going to get some opportunities at some NA camp. So these are guys that are significant point production guys from a year ago that have the opportunity to come back. Certainly we'd welcome them with open arms.
Right.
But if they stick at the next level, that's perfect too, because that's the goal.
Fantastic. And real fast, we got about 45 seconds. Are you still looking for folks to host?
You can go to wausaucyclones.com. There is an application process to be a host family. They call it a billet family. But yeah, there's opportunities to get involved. You can find Zach Surway's email on there and get a hold of him, and he'll certainly help you down that process.
Terrific. And again, so check out wausauwesthockey.com to sign up for the West Hockey golf outing coming up later this month at Pine Valley. And check out wausaucyclones.com as well. BJ, good to see you.
Great to see you, Chad. Thanks.
We'll be right back. Our daily history lesson coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 at 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, Civic Media app. Thanks to BJ Brandt for joining us. And again, if you missed that discussion or any of our discussions on this program, we have every hour as a podcast. You can go to the websites, bowfallsradio.com or civicmedia.us. Click on shows, and then you'll see all the logos for all the shows here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just find the logo for my show, and you can listen to any of the previous hours of the show. Also, we provide our programming as podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. So wherever you get your podcast, just search out Chad Holmes Show. Be able to listen to the previous discussions we've had on this show. It is Wednesday, July the 10th of 2024. It is day number 191 of this year. There are 175 days remaining in 2024, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1938, Howard Hughes set a new record by completing a 91-hour airplane flight around the world. on this date in 1964. So 60 years ago today, the album A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles was released. On this date in 1978, World News Tonight premiered on ABC. On this date in 1985, Coca-Cola, bowing to pressure from irate customers after the introduction of New Coke, said it would resume selling old formula Coke. On this date in 1997, scientists in London said DNA from a Neanderthal skeleton supported a theory that humans descended from an African Eve 100 to 200,000 years ago. On this date in 1999, 25 years ago today, the U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, after her game-winning penalty kick against China. Brandi Chastain took off her uniform top, bearing her sports bra, waving her jersey around in celebration. On this date in 2006, a section of ceiling in Boston's Big Dig Tunnel collapsed, killing a car passenger. On this date in 2015, the Confederate flag was taken down for the last time from the South Carolina Capitol grounds, one day after the state legislature ordered it removed. And on this date in 2019, the last Volkswagen Beetle rolled off the line in Puebla, Mexico. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Robert Pine, one of the co-stars of Chips, is 83 years old today. Folk singer Arlo Guthrie turning 77. Actor Fiona Shaw of True Blood and the Harry Potter films is 66. Sofia Vergara from Modern Family is 52 years old today. Adrian Grenier of Entourage fame is 48. Jackie Chung from The Summer I Turned Pretty is 45. And singer Jessica Simpson is 44 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged here today. It is Don't Step on a Bee Day. That can always be not good, so don't step on a bee.
Don't do that.
It is Kitten Day. It is Pina Colada Day.
That sounds good.
It is Pick Blueberries Day. And finally, it is Teddy Bear Picnic Day.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, it is time.
Okay.
Every day at this point, we ask Ian Welsh to compete in the number for the day quiz. We give Ian three different choices, so based on the math, he should get one out of three correct.
Yes.
But this week, he is off to a rip-roaring start. 2 out of 2. He got it right on Monday. He got it right on Tuesday. So now it is time for Wednesday in our number for the day quiz.
Okay.
All right. Today, the number for the day. The number of engagements called off in the United States each year.
Engagements called off
so
in the U.S.
So people get engaged. Somebody says, would you marry me? They say yes. They let everybody know, hey, we're going to get married. We're engaged. But then they are called off for whatever reason. They may break up. They may decide to push it back a little bit. Whatever. They call off the engagement. So how many engagements are called off in the United States each year? Is the correct answer A, 25,000? Is the correct answer B, 250,000? Is the correct answer C, 750,000?
Oh,
so 25,000, 250,000, 750,000. Approximate number of engagements called off in the United States each year.
Oh, boy. That's, I mean, any one of those numbers is shocking, but each year, oh my gosh. I'm trying not to overthink this because this is a big deal now. But, okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to go with B. I'm going with 250,000. It's my final answer.
All right.
Sticking with it.
All right. The number of engagements called off in the United States of America each year is 250,000.
I got it. Oh my gosh.
3 out of 3 this week.
That is impressive. I did not
expect you are that. On a roll. You are on a roll. You've now completed at least a winning week. You have tied your all-time best week, and you got two opportunities to set a record. So tomorrow,
if I can get a 4 out of 5, I'll be very pleased.
So tomorrow could be a very, very important day. So make sure everybody tunes in tomorrow morning, because there's an opportunity to see Ian set a record tomorrow if he can make it 4 out of 4. So we'll look forward to that. Thanks to BJ Brandt for joining us today. Tomorrow at 8:06, we'll be talking to Pat Kreitlow. At 8:20, Brittany Merlot. At 8:34 tomorrow morning, another edition of North Star Knows with North Star Restoration and North Star Build. So a busy Thursday on tap. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll see if Ian can make it 4 in a row.
Yes.
So enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy hump day, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air. We'll be back tomorrow, 8 o'clock sharp, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.